Powerful women, economic despair, and sibling rivalry are the drivers of four Broadway plays this month, while off-Broadway, two works by notable new playwrights are also getting some attention. Here to walk us through what's on stage now are theater critics Elizabeth Vincentelli from The New York Post and Adam Feldman from Time Out New York, which is devoting next week's issue to the best things in New York theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with Broadway. Outspoken women are at the center of both Anne, the play about former Texas Governor Ann Richards, and Breakfast at Tiffany's. What are their takes on women in power?
I have to say, this is a show that I was looking forward to, but Emilia Clarke as Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's has no power at all. She dissolves on stage. It's not her fault. She's a young woman. She's very beautiful. She has very little stage experience. It's a very difficult part, and she disappears as an actress and as a character. It's one of the worst things that I've seen in Broadway, and I don't know how long.
Wow. Elizabeth, what do you think?
I agree to the extent that she sometimes feels tentative and a little off, but actually I think it works really well for the part. This is a woman who's lying to herself, to others, who's fibbing as a way of life. I think there's a line in the show saying that you don't know if she's a Nokia or a hillbilly, and she is. She's a hick, and she barely can conceal it. And the fact that Emilia Clarke sometimes feels like she shows this vulnerability, and I think it's very true, and I think I really felt very deeply for her and for the part.
What about the show Anne?
Anne is a kind of interesting show in that it's a one-woman show, and it's clearly a labor of love for Holland Taylor, who wrote it and performs it. She's much better as a performer than as a writer. The writing, I thought, was pretty poor. It's a very standard bioplay that doesn't actually dig very deep into the character's psyche. But she's fun to watch. And if you're a fan of Ann Richards, and, you know, Lord knows she's worth being a fan of. But, it's hard to get excited about that show, I have to say. It's hard because the show is such
a lukewarm. You got excited about Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes, I am excited about it. I'm excited about two very good performances.
Now, there are two other interesting plays on Broadway. Hands on a Hard Body is a musical take on a contest in which people compete to win a truck. And then there's Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which is about sibling rivalry. What did you think of that?
Hands on a Hard Body certainly sounds very erotically exciting. It's from an actual documentary. It's a very difficult piece to adapt because it, by its very nature, it's very static.
You also have the issue of a fairly large ensemble and everybody gets a number. So someone sings a song about their fears and hopes and disappointments and angst, and then someone else has the same thing, and then someone else and someone else. And by the time you've heard like 12 of them, you're just like, oh my God, okay.
Enough already.
Please. Well, there
okay.
You go.
Let's move on to Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike.
I enjoyed it at Lincoln Center. This is a transfer that played off-Broadway last year. And I think now it is an example of comedy that is superbly done. It's a really great show.
It's very smart. I feel like this might end up being the one to see.
Okay, let's move on to off-Broadway. Amy Herzog and Annie Baker both have shows through the end of this month. Herzog wrote Belleville, a dark look at a troubled marriage, and Baker is out with The Flick about workers at a struggling movie theater. Both of these playwrights have been lauded as up-and-coming stars, so how are their plays?
Belleville is a play that has divided a lot of people. It is a portrait of two very unsympathetic people in many ways, battling out their issues in a Paris apartment. I wasn't completely sold on the plot developments in the second act, but I loved the dynamic.
Which is kind of huge.
But I loved the dynamic between them. I thought it was very truthful and very insightful about the little ways in which power dynamics within a relationship can shift. And The Flick is Annie Baker's play at Playwrights Horizons. It's very slow. It's very real time. It takes 3 hours. It takes place in a movie theater, and there's a lot of time that's spent just cleaning the popcorn off of the floor. You have to give yourself over to it. If you expect it to work like a regular play, you will be annoyed and disappointed. But if you give yourself over to what she's doing, and it's beautifully directed.
I agree up to a point. I think those two, if those two are the great white hope of American playwriting, I weep for American playwriting because that is such a depressing thought.
Why?
Two are, to me, the epitome of what I call MFA playwriting. It is well-crafted. It's really psychologically astute, and it's just like, can we please see a bit more ambition on that stage? It is depressing me.
God forbid things should be well crafted and psychologically as too.
Well, the thing is, like, I feel like they hit a wall. They're adored by their peers, and I feel there's no blood, there's no passion in there. It is, I want to see them try bigger and maybe fail bigger
instead of
having this little tiny little success than the critics love.
All right. Well, theater critics Elizabeth Vincentelli from the New York Post and Adam Feldman from Time Out New York, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.